Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is Insidious Chapter 2. Well, the Lamberts thought they left all the crazy haunting stuff behind them. Turns out it's only getting worse, and this time they have to figure out what's really happening to fight whatever it is that wants to hurt them.
Nothing's gonna bother us. Not anymore. We have our son back.
It's still happening.
What is?
Is there something wrong with Daddy, Mom?
I know what happened. I went into that place to get our son back, and something evil followed me.
He's got your baby. He's got your baby.
Now, I know this will sound a bit odd, but the worst part of movies like this for me is being creeped out. And yes, I know they're supposed to be scary and all, but I sure don't want to have to give up sleeping just to avoid mind-chilling nightmares. After all, a girl needs her beauty rest. So a movie like this is just the thing for me. They creep you all up with the ooey-gooey, these startling loud moments, and the oh-my-god, something's hiding in the dark stuff, and then they make you laugh a lot. Just when you're sure someone is going to be forever altered by evil and ugliness, they throw in a joke or two, which is pretty clever. For me, that is. Now, for the pure terror aficionados, all that may be a bit surprising or disappointing, since the director of this also directed Saw, not funny, and the very recent The Conjuring, just the fact that that's based on a true story makes it not funny. So depending on what kind of scary you want this Friday the 13th, Insidious Chapter 2 may be for you. And now onto a movie finally out on DVD, it's Star Trek Into Darkness. The Earth is facing complete annihilation by one of Starfleet's own, and Captain James T. Kirk and the entire crew are faced with their own destiny to save the world.
Darkness is coming.
I request permission to go after him.
We're outnumbered, outgunned.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I only know what I can do.
The ship's dead, sir!
No ship should go down without her, Captain. I believe in you, Jim.
Now, this whole reinvention of Star Trek by J.J. Abrams was a huge risk, but as he showed us in 2009, he brought us a brilliant, funny, and entertaining sci-fi extravaganza. Now, that's a lot to live up to in bringing a Star Trek into darkness, but he did it and entertained us again. This one is a bit darker than the first movie, obviously, given the whole complete annihilation thing, but the characters we know and the new ones are all captivating, and they suck us into their journey to survive or be destroyed. There's tons of action, bad guys, and badder guys, and lots and lots of special effects. In fact, this is so well done that I believed every single second of every single moment of every single thing that was happening. So much so that when the movie ends, reality just doesn't seem real anymore. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Star Trek Into Darkness on DVD is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.